You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Yeah, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. I'm Russell Smith alongside Brandon Orrick and the Bear. Taking your phone calls this afternoon at 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to jump on board with us here. Hour number two, powered by Matlock Tire and Auto Service, the official tire provider of Fan Run Radio, with four locations throughout East Tennessee: Farragut, Lenoir City, Maryville, and Athens. Not only does Matlock know tires, they also know the people of East Tennessee. Matlock's has been a staple in our community since 1953. It's right over 60 years in the biz. Matlock Tire and Auto Service. Visit them online at matlocktireservice.com to find the location nearest you. Matlock Tire, going the extra mile for you. We get back to it here this afternoon on the show. It's day two of SEC Media Days in Atlanta. And interesting comment here from Florida defensive lineman C.C. Jefferson. Talk about Chris Rumpf, the Rumpf Shaker, Tennessee's new defensive end slash outside linebackers coach and co-defensive coordinator. Here's what C.C. Jefferson had to say about Rumpf. Quote, "Coach Rumpf, that's my boy. It hurt when he left. He's a rare guy. Those guys at Tennessee are blessed to have him." How about that?
I put more weight behind that, what a player says about a former coach, than what I do about Kirby Smart and Jimbo talking about Pruitt.
Well, especially a Florida player.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, talk about a guy who has all the reason in the world to hate on Tennessee. No love lost in that rivalry. And he's just like, listen, that was my boy. Great coach. Tennessee got a good one.
Yeah, basically.
It's an interesting comment right there. Dan Mullen today on Mississippi playing against Mississippi State, his former team, says, quote, "That's going to be tough. I don't know if anyone has ever played their former school on the road in their first year at the new school."
Probably not once he added all those qualifiers, but
what do you think the
I mean, damn Dan.
What do you think the reception for Dan Mullen is going to be like? What should it be like in Starkville?
I'll tell you what it should be like.
Yeah.
Throwing double A, triple A batteries at him, hissing.
Oh no.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's SEC.
No.
You watch what happens if Pruitt wins a natty here or something,
he
or does real well
and
goes to Alabama.
You're Mississippi State. It's Starkville.
Hit him with a grapefruit.
How do you feel about Doug Dickey, Bear?
Doug Dickey?
Yeah. He left.
But that's different. Tennessee and Florida, you know, it's if it's not a lateral move, it's darn close. Moving from Starkville and Mississippi State, where they've never won nothing, to Gainesville to coach the Gators, where, I might add, you have a track record, that's totally different, right? That's a huge step up.
I mean, I think
– you say so, Russ.
I think they should receive
what do you disagree
pretty,
with?
Pretty positively.
I'm just saying what my reaction would be. You ain't with us, yeah, you're against us.
I think it's mixed emotions because I think you're disappointed to lose him. But I think if you're honest with yourself as a fan, which is hard to do, granted, I think you have to realize that, man, like, that's the big time. You know, Florida's won three national championships in the last 22 years. He was a part of two of those in Gainesville. Probably, you know, winning a national championship at Mississippi State would be a miracle. The ceiling is clearly higher if you're being honest with yourself. If you're a Mississippi State fan, if you're being honest with yourself, you have to realize that the ceiling is clearly higher at Florida than it is at Mississippi State. I mean, you just have to. So I think it'd be mixed feelings. I think on one hand, you, like Brandon's saying, you have to be respectful of the guy that gave your program some darn good. You were number one in the country in October at Mississippi State.
How long did it last? Like 1 week?
Still.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, do we not celebrate being number one for 2 days in basketball here? I do. So you have to be, like, happy about that. But, yeah, it hurts to get left. Don't matter how hot the – you know, your girlfriend leaves you. It doesn't matter how much of a hunk the guy she left you for is. It still hurts. Breck McMurphy is this quote from Dana Holgorsen. I guess it's Big 12 media days as well this week. West Virginia has 11 Power 5 games on their schedule. Holgorsen says, quote, "It's not quite fair. We have to play that schedule and schools and other conferences only have to play 9. A little shot at the SEC there. Dana. How'd you like your football coach to be named Dana? No offense to any dudes out there named Dana, but, I mean, come on.
Soft.
You want your coach to be named Jimbo or Dabo or Nate, Bill,
Jeremy.
Phil was a good one. Yeah, Jeremy's pretty good. I mean, Butch was a damn good name. It's just
– No, it wasn't.
Oh, come on.
No.
You're so biased, though, man. You're not being honest with yourself. But Butch is a tough guy name.
Tell me another Butch that's – But is it?
Butch from Pulp Fiction killed a guy in the ring. He told Esmeralda all about it.
Butch Davis?
Yeah.
Name me a Butch who's a softy.
Butch Jones?
Well, I don't think he – I think Butch Jones is a lot of things. I don't think he's a wuss. I don't think he's soft. I think he's a psychopath. I think he's thin-skinned. I think he is bad at managing people and hiring good people. I don't think he's soft. I don't.
You know another one? Butch Cassidy.
And the Sundance Kid.
Watch that for the first time last week.
What'd you think? Who's that? Is Paul Newman? Who's the other guy? Redford?
Yeah, Robert Redford.
You've never seen it, have you?
No.
I can't really say anything. I saw it for the first time last week.
Never
it's good,
seen
man. You ought to watch it.
Why don't you ask me some newer movies? Y'all always ask me these old movies.
Well, I'll tell you that.
Wait, have you seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Oh, my God.
What? when you move into your new house, we need to have a film festival for Brandon.
Do you not watch a lot of movies? Are you a movie guy? Do you like movies?
Yeah, I love movies. I watch newer movies. Not that I have anything against older movies.
You got to watch the classics, man. You got to have respect for the past. The lessons of the past were hard won and not to be overlooked.
I have zero respect for y'all's Rotten Tomato garbage website now, by the way.
Why? Why?
It's a fraudulent system.
How?
It can be jobbed easily. Because I watched the absolute worst movie I've ever seen in my life last night.
What was it?
It was called American Satan. And it was horrible.
It's SEC media days. Can we talk about football? Really, American Satan? Bear's going to give a movie review on a movie called American Satan? Really? Really? That's what we're going to do on day two of SEC media days. Matt Luke is talking, Bear. Matt Luke.
I could care less.
Chad Morris has just taken the podium.
It got an 88 or something on Rotten Tomatoes, dude. You all were calling me out for some of my movies that scored low.
American Satan.
I'm not saying that it's a perfect system, Bear.
What's it about?
About some dipstick rock band. How they sold their... I mean, it was horrible. Horrible.
Why'd you watch it?
Because I got sucked in how horrible it was. And I kind of fast-forward through the weird parts and, you know... I mean, a horrible movie.
Okay. Is it about devil stuff?
Yeah. One of the Roddy McDowell or Malcolm McDowell plays the devil, and Bobby Elvis from Sons of Anarchy.
Did you just mix up Roddy? Are you talking about Roddy Piper?
No, McDowell.
Roddy McDowell. Who's that? Malcolm McDowell's the dude from Clockwork Orange.
It was Malcolm.
He was in that?
Yeah.
Boy, his career went nowhere after Clockwork Orange.
He starred in some other stuff.
I mean, he's been in some stuff. I mean, he was
Denise Richards in it. Bobby Elvis from Sons of Anarchy.
Denise Richards, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
She's a horrible actress.
Yeah, horrible. But, I mean, the pool scene and
Wild Things.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gets me in my feels every time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to go look at the film.
You heard Neve Campbell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Just wanted it out there.
So Rotten Tomatoes, you don't like one inaccurate movie?
Never pay attention to him ever again.
American Satan, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you did last night?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was either that or watch the news. And...
Or you could have done, you know, some preparation for the show so you that you could have
it's
correctly.
It's the All-Star break in the summer.
You could have correctly identified one player at SEC Media Days. It's not like there's a plethora of news articles being released yesterday about college football, the thing that 90% of our conversation centers around here on The Drive. You could have read up, you know, done a little homework, you know.
Here's
would that been too much to ask?
Alabama apparently has lost another linebacker.
Roll down tide.
What if the curse of
Butch
is real?
Is that breaking news? Did you see that?
No, I just saw it earlier. I can't turn on my phone right now. It's almost dead.
Who was it? Let me guess. You have no idea.
No clue. I had it on my phone. I had it queued up.
Is it from like 2 weeks ago? Or are you giving me old news? Because I know they lost a guy a couple of weeks ago.
I think this should be like their third linebacker. The one they kicked off that we ought to go get. Can't remember that kid's name. Then they had the other one who blew his
knee
out.
Vandarius.
Yeah.
Bring me Vandarius, as long as he didn't hit a woman.
Dutch?
Yeah. He's a Dutch football player, Bear.
I mean, Vandarius.
Continuing the long line of Dutch football players.
What was his first name?
Started by... Huh?
What's his first name?
Vandarius. That's his first name. Huh. Cohen? Was it Vandarius Cohen?
Yeah.
Who's the latest one? The curse of Butch Jones is real, guys. I mean, it's just like, you know, if you go into like one of those Egyptian pyramid things and you disturb the crypt.
How about David dropping some knowledge on the Twitter machine? Doug Dickey played at Neyland Stadium in his first year at Florida in 1970 after leaving Tennessee. Awkward. Tennessee won 38-7. That had to feel good. That had to feel good. Old tall guy comes back, Tricky Dickey. And Tennessee just bends him over a barrel and shows him the 50 states. That had to feel real good, man. Oh. Who gave the Dan Mullen? Yeah, he wouldn't know that. He wouldn't know that. That's probably the last time it's happened. Guy switches in conference and then has to go to the place he just left the last year. Maybe did Jerry DiNardo play at Vanderbilt or something like that? That wouldn't matter. They don't care. I bet Neyland was a snake pit that afternoon, man. About Lane Kiffin needing an escort to get in and out of
back
here.
In those days? Yeah.
Tricky Dickey coming back to Knoxville after he slunk out of here to go back to Florida. And then we hired that guy back, man. I can't comprehend that. That all happened, obviously, before my time.
No. Dude, Chance Collins on this show had us about convinced that it would be okay to hire Lane Kiffin back here.
He had you convinced that it would be okay. Never close.
I feel
for
like
me.
You're going at Chance. He's not
never
here to
close
defend
for
himself.
Me. Lane Kiffin, poor little daddy's boy, who's never done anything when he wasn't standing next to his daddy, or Nick Saban, or Pete Carroll. Oh, he went 12-0 at FAU. Yeah, that's nice. He didn't go 12-0. What are you, like nine or 10 win season last year? That's great. That's great. Lane Kiffin, who in about 5 years' time will be wrapping up his stint of wrecking LSU's program, finishing off the job that Ed Orgeron has begun. LSU, what are you doing? You hired a deranged Cajun lunatic.
You call that one. I'll give that.
To coach your team. And the guy you're going to bring in to fix it, about three-time loser, Lane Kiffin. That's your plan? You'll be back in the Curly Holman days before Lane's done. You'll be wishing Jerry DiNardo would come out of retirement and take things back over when the Lane train pulls into Baton Rouge after the NCAA gets through sniffing around. Jerry DiNardo wouldn't even take your phone calls. What are you doing? What are you doing? Talk about poor management of a proud football program. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Drive here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Your phone call's coming up.
The Drive.
Jeremy Pruitt takes the podium tomorrow at SEC Media Days. Are you excited, Bear? First time we've heard from Jeremy in a while.
It'd be nice to get some more source material. I feel like he's underrepresented on The Drive.
What do you mean?
We need more Jeremy drops.
We don't have any Jeremy. Oh, we have one.
All right.
I like your other one, though.
I've got a conspiracy theory for you, Bear.
Hit it, Russ. What you got?
In a minute. Okay. I've got a conspiracy theory that might be the dumbest conspiracy theory of all time. Even T-Carp is sitting there somewhere saying, that's a load of crap.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Even the flat earthers are like, nah, I can't go there with you. Brandon, do you know what I'm talking about? You're chuckling. Have you seen this?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Hang on. We're going to get a Roger call. Then I'm going to drop the dumbest conspiracy theory of all time on you.
All right.
Roger, you're on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, on the McKinney team hotline.
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Cool. I just want to ask you first, Bear. I just want to ask you about tomorrow. I know that Pruitt can be. I just want to ask you what kind of stuff you think he might be. How you think he's going to do? I mean, first, I know he didn't have a media in Alabama. I just want to ask you how you think he's going to do tomorrow, Bear.
He's going to say absolutely nothing. He's not going to tell us a thing, and he'll comport himself well. And I don't. He's from that Saban school.
You think he'll try and tell bad jokes like some of these guys?
No, I really don't think so.
You can tell I can recruit by my wife. You think he'll like one of those things?
I think he's
straightforward, just very bland and not flashy.
Yeah.
Under the radar kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm excited about tomorrow, Russell. I'm excited about hearing from him and hearing from everybody else from about Tennessee to what other things about Tennessee this year. So I'm kind of excited about him from tomorrow, you know. Are you excited about tomorrow too?
Yeah,
both of y'all.
I'm kind of with Bear. I'm not expecting much in terms of news. I'm not expecting much in terms of, like, he's not going to get out there and throw a pot shot at anybody or anything. I think these guys have just learned that, you know, no good can come from making a scene at SEC Media Days. Name me a coach or player who's gone there. The last big scene I remember at Media Days, and I was there for, was Johnny Manziel. Like, he had just won the Heisman, and he had just gotten sent home from the Manning Passing Academy. Remember that summer, like, he was all over the place. He was, like, at the NBA Finals, and he's out partying in Vegas and everything. And he had gone to the Manning Passing Academy, and the word is that he went out, partied, and showed up hungover late to a meeting, and they sent him home.
Yeah. That's Archie and Peyton Cooper and all those guys roll.
And so people were kind of upset about it, and then, man, when he showed up, it was like Elvis came in the building. I mean, just you talk about a swarm of like 100 people just surrounding him everywhere he went. And he had a terrible season. Not a terrible season. I think they may have gone 8-4 that year. 8-4, 7-5, Texas A&M. But he was just a massive distraction. I think he was suspended for like the first half of the first game or something.
Yeah, he was out of control.
Yeah. I'm trying to think other scenes. Remember, like, Tebow, Clay Travis asked him if he was still a virgin. It's been 11 years. It was 2007, 2008.
I'd forgotten all about that. He did, didn't he?
Yes, he did all right.
Hmm.
You think he's still a virgin?
I don't know. Have you seen who he's dating?
No.
Miss Universe.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Tebow's still a virgin, Brandon?
I don't know.
I don't really give it a whole lot of thought. What about you?
Yeah, I think he still is.
Okay.
He said he's saving himself for marriage.
All right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of worries out of the equation when not to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Retired receiver Terrell Owens, soon to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Terrell Owens, not a virgin.
Certainly not.
Says he wants to play in the CFL this year. 44 years old, wants to play in the CFL. Says he's activated a procedural window. What the hell does that mean? He's activated a procedural window. What does it make him sound like he's driving the Batmobile or something?
Is that, or like, you know, some kind of special protocol in the event of hostilities with a foreign country.
Trump has activated a procedural window.
Complete disaster.
He's the procedural window that requires the Edmonton Eskimos, who own his CFL rights. Oh, that's weird. To offer him a contract or release him from their negotiation list within 10 days, according to
like how ESPN. How many NFL players are? I mean,
do the CFL own all their rights? Like just in case?
Maybe. I don't know.
Did he play in the CFL,
Brandon?
I don't know. That's kind of weird. Terrell Owens, 44 years old. T.O.
Isn't he going in the Hall of Fame in like a week or two?
He played for the Allen Wranglers in the Champions Indoor Football in 2012. And then back with the Seahawks for a minute. Never played for the CFL. I wonder. That's strange. I wonder how they have his rights. Do you think T.O. can still do it?
Sure. In the CFL? Sure. Yeah.
Boy, that just sounds like a popped Achilles or something waiting to happen. Did you find it? Did you find the Street Smith? Where did you find that?
It was sitting over here.
I gave that to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Somebody took it.
No.
Yeah.
I gave it to you because it's the crappiest of the preseason football magazines that I bought. It's the least you could do is crack open a book. Instead, you're watching American Satan last night. What are you doing? You're rolling it up like a newspaper. Are you gonna
because I rolled it the other way. No, I rolled it the other way.
I've got
a really bad itch on my back. I was trying to use it as a back scratcher.
Will you take that home and read it?
Well, maybe.
We'll play our game again tomorrow. If you missed hour number one, we took the 12 players who are at SEC Media Days today, day two, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Florida. Each brought three players each. Bear could not correctly identify any of them. None. Zero. Nada.
And I tried to give him some of the easy ones.
You gave
ones.
Him the easy ones, and he couldn't – all he had to do was tell you which team the name played for, and he couldn't correctly identify
you any guys wouldn't even tell me what teams were down there.
We did like five times.
Whatever. What? Yeah.
Will you read that magazine? Like you could – here, Bear, listen closely. Put the phone down for just a second.
It's down.
No, it's not. I see. You're looking at Twitter right now.
People are tweeting at us about the show.
Stop.
Okay, I'm done.
Tomorrow at Media Days, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri. Like it's like that magazine has one page on each team.
So Mississippi State, Bama, Mizzou, and who's the fourth?
All you have to do is read four pages of magazine.
What's the fourth?
Tennessee, Mississippi State, Bama, and Mizzou.
Okay, Tennessee.
Oh, Bear. All you have to do, this is the least amount of show prep anybody could possibly
undertake.
Got
my homework ready. I'm going to go get
research. Have you done your research?
Well, what's the best magazine? Because that's what I'm going to go get.
That'll do. I mean, it's got the names right for the most part.
Can I borrow you Phil Steele?
That's going to cost you, Bear.
All you got to do is read those four pages and see if you can correctly identify, besides the Tennessee guys, Mississippi State, Alabama, Missouri. I don't know who any of those schools are taking.
Hmm.
The wheels are turning in Bear's head. He desperately wants, ladies and gentlemen, to
win.
He wants the respect of the Drive Nation. He wants to be thought of as a sports expert. He wants to have credibility in this market. But he also wants to watch American Satan 2 tonight, and there's a massive tug of war in the Bears' brain right now playing out. Will he do a minimal amount of show prep for tomorrow's show, or will he succumb to the temptation of watching mindless movies on Netflix? Tune in tomorrow to The Drive to find out. We'll be right back here on The Drive. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. Coming up, more from SEC Media Days as Florida is making the rounds. Dan Mullen is in the house in his Florida-themed Air Jordans. Chad Morris is in the house, a guy who, while interviewing with John Curry, this is a true story, interviewing with John Curry for the Tennessee job, after Curry was interrupted by multiple phone calls, Curry had to leave the room, came back in and said to Chad Morris, quote, "I think I might be getting fired." Never a good sign. You're in a job interview, you think you might have a chance at the big job, your dream job, and the guy who's interviewing you leaves to take a phone call, comes back and says, "I think I might be getting fired." That's probably a good sign that you're not getting the job. Probably a bad sign. Back with more after this. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it. The Drive.
SEC Media Days is fantastic, and the news is just flowing out like a spigot that's turned loose. More news from SEC Media Days coming up. Terrell Owens. He was the guy who said, "I love me some me."
Yeah.
He can't stand to be out of it, can he? He just cannot stand to be out of the spotlight.
No, he's petty.
I would love to see him come back and really struggle.
Why?
I don't know.
Other than this, he was kind of a clown and the whole crying thing. I didn't really understand that about his quarterback. But
his quarterback.
But, I mean, when it counted, like, on the field, man, he was a baller.
Mm-hmm. I think I've uncovered the dumbest conspiracy theory ever. And there are a lot of dumb conspiracy theories out there. And I love them. I love the dumb conspiracy theories. JFK was assassinated by the mob is probably the original, the OG conspiracy theory.
That's true. That happened.
9/11 was an inside job.
That did not.
Sandy Hook didn't happen. And the Flat Earth.
What about the reptilians?
What?
I'm not familiar. The reptile people walk among us?
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody's been smoking DMT, if you ask me. Reptile people?
Yeah. There is now a conspiracy theory going on, being perpetuated by flat earthers online, that Australia does not exist.
Oh, my God.
Australia doesn't exist. Yep. So it's just smoke and mirrors.
What about the Sydney Olympics?
This dates back to 2006 from a Flat Earth Society forum thread that reads, "Most of you have probably been brought up believing in the imaginary land called Australia. I bet many of you even learned about it in school. I'm here to tell you the truth. Well, the fact is that Australia doesn't really exist. Everything you have heard about it was made up, and any pictures about it that you have seen were faked by the government. I'm sure you have even talked to people on the internet who claim to be from Australia. They're really a secret government agent who are surfing the internet to enforce their false beliefs. We're not entirely sure why the government made up an imaginary continent or why it's trying to convince the world that this continent is real, but we can tell you that we know for a fact that Australia doesn't really exist. Please join us in our quest to convince the world of the truth.
You joining up, Brandon?
I'm gonna hear it out.
You hear it out. Open-minded?
Really?
Yep. A Facebook user similarly went viral last year after making her case for a non-existent Australia. Shelley Floyd posted, Australians are all actors or computer-generated persons. Quote, part of the plot to trick the world. Australia's not real, she said. It's a hoax. Made for us to believe that Britain moved over their criminals to someplace. In reality, all these criminals were loaded off the ships into the waters, drowning before they could ever see the land. It's a cover-up for one of the greatest mass murders in history made by one of the most prominent empires. She says not only are the Australians computer-generated, but so are kangaroos. You ever seen a kangaroo before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Computer generated. Did I just blow your mind?
No.
Computer generated kangaroos.
It's not true.
How do you know? Maybe you're one of them.
No, because I've seen one up close at a zoo.
You're so gullible, Bear.
Have you never seen a roo at the zoo?
I've seen what the government wants me to believe was a roo at the zoo. I bet you believe just about anything you see at the zoo, don't you?
Shouldn't we just put this lady in a cage with a full-grown male kangaroo and see what happens? See if she thinks it's real, if it kicks her in the face.
One Indy 100 user says, quote, Australia does not exist. All things you call proof are actually well-fabricated lies and documents made by the leading governments of the world. Your Australian friends, they're all actors and computer-generated persons, part of the plot to trick the world. According to Shelley, the plane pilots are in on the secret. Instead of flying you to Melbourne or Sydney, they fly you to islands close nearby or, in some cases, parts of South America where they've cleared space and hired actors to act out as real Australians. People really believe this stuff, man. This is really
how do they go about explaining the weather differences between the southern and with the hemispheres? It's like right now is the middle of winter in Australia. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. I know that.
These people don't. It's kind of hard to fake that.
Shelley goes on, Australia is one of the biggest hoaxes ever created, and you've all been tricked. Join the movement today and make it known that they have been deceived. Join the movement, Bear. Open your mind. Take the red pill. Or was it the green pill? Which one was the one?
Blue pill.
The blue pill. Okay, I'm sorry. Take the blue pill. Make it known that this has all just been a cover-up. The things these, quote, Australians say to be doing, all these swear words and actions based on alcoholism, MDMA, and bad decisions are all ways to distract you from the ugly truth that is one of the greatest genocides in history. 162,000 people were said to have been transported to this imaginary land a mere 80 years ago, and they're all long dead by now. They've never reached that promised land. She says the prisoners that Great Britain sent down there, they got off the boat and they drowned. They all drowned. And to make it sound better to the Brits back at home, they just made up some story about Australia, where they're all the prisoners live now.
I don't know. No.
Well, you've gone from no to I don't know. No. You're going to think about it a little bit.
I'm trying to figure out what kinds of drugs these people need to be on.
You've heard it out. You wanted to hear it out. What do you think?
No.
You think Australia's real?
Yeah, I do.
She's so gullible. What a rube.
We got Hugh Jackman, Steve Irwin.
Actors. Where's Steve Irwin now?
He's dead.
Exactly. Exactly. Haven't seen him lately, have you? Oh, let me guess. A stingray stung him through the heart. Yeah. Yeah. How convenient. How convenient. where do you rank Australia doesn't exist among popular conspiracy theories?
Dumbest ever.
Dumber than 9/11?
I don't know. That one's pretty dumb.
Dumber than Sandy Hook?
That one just irritates. That one gets me pissed.
Dumber than Flat Earth?
There's nothing dumber than Flat Earth.
Saying that a place that clearly exists doesn't exist?
I think the people on this internet, is it Reddit? Or I mean, what the hell
it's
is
it? It's a Flat Earth Society website where they all get together and talk about.
I mean, you know, they huff paint on the side. I don't know. I mean, you can't have one without the other. Rocks. Flat Earthers is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's dumber than Australia doesn't exist.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's an offshoot of the Flat Earthers, so.
They are closely related.
Yeah.
But I feel like 9/11 was an inside job, and Sandy Hook are kind of related. That's just like people who don't want to face really unpleasant truths of, you know, reality. Flat Earth in Australia doesn't exist is just like, I got too much time on my hands. I'm bored. Like, you don't really believe. I don't believe people really believe that.
No. I mean, who the hell knows? I mean, T-Carp obviously believes that the Earth is flat.
I don't think he does.
You think he just does that for his gimmick?
I think it's a fun thing that like people do to. It's a hobby. It's a hobby. It's like LARPing.
Like what?
LARPing.
The hell's LARPing?
You don't know what LARPing is?
No.
Brandon, do you know what LARPing is?
I've heard of it. And I mean, once you tell me, I feel like, oh, yeah.
Live action role playing.
Oh, no.
Where, like, guys get together and, like, act out medieval fantasies and stuff. Did you ever see that movie Role Models with
no.
Paul Rudd and the dude from and Stifler?
No.
Where they have – really funny movie. But, like, one of the kids in there is into LARPing. He's just a total dork. And they go and they dress up as, like, knights and kings and stuff. And, oh, my fair wench, bring me another goblet of ale. You never heard of LARPing? Really?
No.
I bet you're a big LARPer. I bet that's what it is. I think Bear is a LARPer.
No, I'm really not.
Bear puts on, like, a leather executioner outfit on the weekend and carries around a big fake axe and goes around and he's the muscle in the LARPing community here in Knoxville.
I really wouldn't. Never have, never will. Never heard of it.
Does the Cub go with you on LARPing expeditions? Is he like a serf?
How do you, I mean, you just sit up at night dreaming this stuff up. I mean, honestly.
A serf.
A serf. A peasant. He's one of the guys in Monty Python, the Holy Grail. He's out there.
There's some lovely filth down here.
Have you seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Brandon? No,
yeah.
Of course not. You have? Oh,
yeah.
My God. All right. Oh, he's seen a movie. That came out before he was born. I'm proud of you,
Brandon.
You
seen Holy Grail?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mother was a hamster. Father stunk of elderberry.
Yeah, it was McLovin. McLovin was into LARPing in that movie. It's a great movie.
The kid who played McLovin?
Yeah, was into LARPing.
Huh.
Big LARPer. Man, I watched last night a great documentary. Did you ever watch the show Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah, where'd you see that? What platform is the documentary on?
It was A&E. It was like an hour and a half documentary on the show Freaks and Geeks from back in the day. I didn't watch that show. Like I didn't even know it was around when I was into other stuff, I guess, when it was out. But I watched it on Netflix. Great show. And they did like a behind the scenes. And like all the people that were on that show that got canceled after one season are now huge stars. Seth Rogen, James Franco, the girl, Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, she was on ER forever.
Linda Cardellini was?
Yep.
Hmm.
But Nurse Sam, I think, was her name.
How about that? Stay with us. The Drive rages on. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. We're back with more after this.
The Drive. The Drive rages on.
Book your next round of golf at Wind River Golf Club. The course at Wind River was designed by Jack Nicklaus' protege, Bob Cupp. It overlooks Tellico Lake with the shadows of the Great Smoky Mountains on the horizon. Rolling fairways, undulating greens, accenting each hole while sparkling water hazards and billy bunkers guard each green. Par 72 course features six sets of tees ranging from 4,700 yards on the forward tees to over 7,200 yards from the championship tees. Call the Pro Shop at 865-205-7035. That's 205-7035. Or just visit windriverliving.com. They've got all the phone numbers and everything right there. It's a windriverliving.com. Good golf course out there. Go check it out. Let's get John Tweet in here next. Tweet, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville, then the McKinney team phone lines.
Did I really catch Bear hasn't seen Role Models?
I don't find that too terribly. I mean, it wasn't a huge hit.
That's
no, I haven't seen it.
Paul Rudd's best movie.
You think so?
Kevin Stifler's. Oh, that movie's phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
I don't know who Paul Rudd is.
Paul Rudd's Ant-Man.
Never seen that.
Have you seen Anchorman?
Part of it.
He's Brian Fantana.
Have you seen
the one that
like
has the Black Panther?
Knocked Up and the 40 and This Is 40.
No,
really. Yeah.
Dinner for Schmucks.
Wasn't he in?
Nope.
Wasn't he in 40-Year-Old Virgin too?
Never saw that.
You never. Wow.
Never seen any Paul Rudd movies.
No.
How could you like? How could you, he's America's sweetheart. How can you not see a Paul
Rudd
movie?
Send me a picture of the guy. I'll tell you whether or not I recognize him.
Hold on. I'll show you a picture.
What wasn't he in that movie with
that
Jennifer
guy.
Aniston
that
or whatever?
That guy.
Oh, he was in Band of Brothers.
Paul Rudd was?
Yeah. He played the guy that never volunteered for anything. What was his character's name in that?
I don't know.
LARP with Augie. Wasn't that the character's name, Augie?
Yeah. It was McLovin from Superbad.
I know who that kid is. I don't know who Paul Rudd is now. He was in Band of Brothers.
You got to watch Role Models, you know.
you would dig it.
You need to put that on.
You would dig it, Bear. I don't know what it is on Rotten Tomatoes, but you would dig it.
I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes anymore.
Well, there you go. You don't have to.
Bear has been jaded from Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, is there any LARP communities in Knoxville? Russ, you'd be on top of this.
I think Bear is a closet LARPer myself. Just doesn't want to admit it. Where do you go, Bear? Where does the LARP community get together this week?
I have no idea.
Where is the LARP
Fest?
But
I promise you, I'm not LARPing.
I bet they meet over. What's that park at the bottom end of the strip?
Tyson Park?
Yeah,
no.
The paint huffers are all down there and the softball stadium.
I was banging 7-gram rocks.
I remember we used to have when I played soccer, we'd have soccer practice down there for Tennessee, and there was always some guy just wandering on the field. It was terrible, but I think they've cleaned it up down there a little bit.
If you can score when there's a random homeless guy wandering across the field, you can score anywhere, John.
We're speaking about soccer.
Yes. Maybe.
Do you guys really care about SEC media days? I mean,
honestly. Yeah. This is important, John. I mean, Chad Morris is at the podium
Chad Morris?
Chad Morris.
Former offensive coordinator at Clemson. Yeah, he was the head coach at SMU before he got this job.
The guy that John Curry was interviewing at a Dallas hotel room and had to excuse himself to take a phone call came back and told him, "I think I'm about to get fired." That's a true story. True story.
Chad, do you guys think we just ducked everything and kind of was sheer incompetence? You know what I mean? Through sheer incompetence, we might have actually lucked into something halfway decent.
I wouldn't call it sheer incompetence. I mean, Coach Fulmer does what Coach Fulmer does. And
I'm speaking about
Curry.
Fulmer made his hire.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think so. I mean, I think it had to happen, man. We got
– Who was it? We were lucky that Feldman put that out on Shiano Sunday that morning.
Yes. I mean, so many things had to bounce our way.
But the main one was Feldman giving us enough warning where we could
Yeah, and it happening on a Sunday when everybody's off and people can rally. Like, they couldn't sneak it in on a Thursday night or something, you know, just bring them in, have the press conference, and then it's done. Can you imagine, like, what I keep thinking about is if it hadn't leaked and they had been able to, like, when it did leak and then they get him, you know, maybe like an hour later, like, we're having the press conference and it's just like, boom, and our heads are still spinning. And we didn't have time to stop it. What would have happened then? What would have happened if they introduced that? If they trotted him out?
You think people would have been okay with it?
No,
I mean,
no, I don't. Problem. They wouldn't have. But would we have been able to do anything about it after he had been introduced?
I don't know.
I wonder if there would have been, like, if it had. I think, like, part of the reason they started getting momentum is stuff started leaking out that they had a chance to stop it, or there were second thoughts about it. Like, I think if it just happened, you'd have some hemming and hawing, but eventually, you know, it would just die down and people would just sit there and
I think some people would have been done. I do. I think some people would have been done, but there'd be I think you're right, John. I think some people would have just been like, you know what, it's Tennessee football. I love it too much. And they would have told themselves whatever they have to tell themselves to be able and go watch the Vols.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been spun. You know what I mean? And you would have had all the
rumors were never proven in a court of law. You're innocent until proven guilty. Nobody would have turned a blind eye to that. He's a good coach. He's a sound defensive mind. He's a good recruiter. Like, yeah, I mean people have a hard time seeing it, but that's how it would have gone down. And again, there are plenty of people who would have been done. They would say, you know what, I can't do this. I'm walking away. I'll do something else. But there would also have been a segment of the people, as ridiculous as it sounds, would have found a way to get on board. You believe that?
Yeah, I kind of.
It would have been weird, you know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I'm
the one that would have baffled me on, like, a Dooley-esque level was the Dave Doreen.
Boren Doreen.
I mean, you just hear the name, and the first thing I promise you 95 out of 100 people say is who?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Dave Doran or Greg Schiano were about to roll down there to Media Days tomorrow and take the podium for Tennessee? Can you imagine? I mean, you think it's a little dull now. You think people are struggling to, and I don't necessarily think that, but there are some people like, you know, I'm going to be 6-6 this year. I think some people are ready for the journey that Pruitt and Fulmer are going to take us on, and that's the big thing, man, is Fulmer. His influence, him signing off on this, him being back, that gives people hope. And it'll be interesting. John, we're out of time, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Be good.
Appreciate it. 865-546-8200. If you want to get on the McKinney team phone lines this afternoon, 546-8200. Can you imagine Schiano going up there tomorrow? What do you think those questions would be like?
I would have been I can imagine what mine what my first question would be. I would have been in a group. I would have just walked away from it, dude.
Yeah. You've just done something else. I believe you. I do. I believe you. Brandon, would you be here if Greg Schiano were our coach? I don't know.
I mean, I'd still be doing this, but it'd be hard to do Tennessee football.
All right. Stay with us. Hour number three. What you talking about coming up? Stay tuned for your cue to call. The Drive rages on after this.